Hey now, it's Jay Scott Smith here, the host of JSC Radio, which you can now hear on Stitcher Radio. That's right, Stitcher is radio on demand. Now you can download the free app today, and it's available on iOS, Android, as well as Nook and Kindle Fire. You can take JSC Radio anywhere. The app is free. You can listen anytime, anywhere. Now, if you're wondering what Stitcher is an award-winning free app that lets you listen to all of your favorite shows, plus discover 40,000 news, entertainment, and sports shows, such as JSC Radio. You can create custom playlists. You can rate and review this show and others on Stitcher. Please drop a friendly review on the show. Not only is Stitcher available on all smartphones and tablets, it's also in over 4 million car dashboards. It's on demand and on the go. No downloading, no syncing, no wasted memory on any of your devices. You can stream your favorite podcasts, like JSC Radio, for free on Stitcher. If you don't have the Stitcher app, simple. Go to Stitcher.com today or check out the App Store on whichever device you use. Stitcher Radio, be sure to check it out. This is JSC Radio.
What would you like this, you know, to be the end game for you?
That's basically. Ultimately, it's to bring awareness and make people, you know, realize what's really going on in this country. There are a lot of things that are going on that are unjust. People aren't being held accountable for. And that's something that needs to change. That's something that, you know, this country stands for: freedom, liberty, justice for all. And it's not happening for all right now.
Is this something that's evolved as a philosophy in your mind? And how has this kind of progressed that you make a stand like this?
It's something that I've seen, I've felt, wasn't quite sure how to deal with originally. And it is something that's evolved. It's something as I've gained more knowledge about, you know, what's going on in this country in the past, what's going on currently. These aren't new situations. This isn't new ground. It's things that have gone on in this country for years and years and have never been addressed, and they need to be.
Check it out.
This is JSC Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Hey now! This would be episode 16.5, 16 and a hook for my gamblers out there. And as you heard there in the open, we're talking about Colin Kaepernick making maybe one of the more controversial and measured stands you will hear in modern sports. Before I get off into this, remember, be sure to give this show a 5-star review when you subscribe on iTunes. Want to shout out all of you who subscribe on iTunes as well as Stitcher, which, as you heard in the promo, you can also leave a 5-star review. Make sure you let the world know that you're rolling with JSC Radio. If you want to follow me, get at me on Twitter at @JScottSmith. Get at me on Instagram at @JScottSmith. Are you on Snapchat? Guess what? I am too. You want to know what that name is? You're damn right. It's Jay Scott Smith. You know where to find me. But yes, we're going to make this thing as quick as we possibly can. And I will go into Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, who, it was revealed this weekend, has decided that he will not stand at all during the national anthem whenever it's played during one of his games. And I can sit here and firmly say that I 100% support the man because of the reasoning that he used behind it. Now, rather than have me read everything he said, he has been very upfront and very straightforward about this, and he gave an interview after the infamous game where he was spotted by somebody in the stands sitting on the bench while all of his teammates were standing up during the national anthem. Kaepernick gave the interview to local media, and he went into detail about some of the reasons why. One of those reasons included the rather obvious point that he made dealing with police brutality.
There's people being murdered unjustly and not being held accountable. Cops are getting paid leave for killing people. That's not right. That's not right by anyone's standards.
Again, what he was saying here is pretty straightforward and pretty simple. And one must understand that when you want to do something like this and protest, there have been, this is far from the first time a professional athlete has refused to stand for the national anthem. We remember Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf back in the 90s. He refused to put his hand over his heart. He looked down and said a silent Islamic prayer during the national anthem when he was playing in Denver because of his issues with this country. You had Lou Whitaker and Chet Lemon, who played for the Detroit Tigers during the 1980s, they didn't stand for the national anthem because of their faith as Jehovah's Witnesses. Everybody has their objections or reasons, for whatever the case may be, to why you won't stand during the national anthem. That also, of course, as many of the fake Twitter patriots and the hardcore tough guys who dare to tell Colin Kaepernick that all those soldiers died so you could salute that flag as a disrespect to the soldiers and you have to stand for that flag. Well, he addressed the whole military thing as well.
You know, I have great respect for men and women that have fought for this country. I have family, I have friends that have gone and fought for this country. And they fight for freedom. They fight for the people. They fight for liberty and justice for everyone. And that's not happening. I mean, people are dying in vain because this country isn't holding their end of the bargain up as far as, you know, giving freedom and justice and liberty to everybody. It's something that's not happening. And I've seen videos. I've seen circumstances where men and women that have been in the military have come back and been treated unjustly by the country they fought for and have been murdered by the country they fought for on our land. That's not right.
Look, one of my closest friends is in the military, and I obviously have told anybody who will listen that I think what he's doing and what they've done in the military is exceptional. Defending a country that at many points in time has not shown the same love to them, both because of their race and simply because they're soldiers. I'm here in Philadelphia, where I see scads of homeless veterans all over the place who don't get the adequate health care, who don't get treated like human beings when they came back from war. So for one to sit there and say, well, you should show the you should observe the national anthem because the soldiers, because military, because America. Stop. Just stop. You know, kind of like what I mentioned back in episode 11 when I was talking about the Orlando shootings, how I noticed that people are willing to fight to the death for the Second Amendment, but they're more than willing to try to look for loopholes in the First Amendment to abridge people's rights to express themselves. This is one of those cases, and one of the many really foolish examples and foolish excuses and insults I've seen hurled at Colin Kaepernick that make no sense are people telling him, you make a lot of money, so why are you complaining? You make a lot of money, so you haven't been oppressed, so you shouldn't be saying anything. You should love this country because you make a whole lot of money. So, making a whole lot of money and being black means you essentially shut up. As I put it on Twitter on Saturday, if you think I'm mouthy about race issues now, God help you if I ever get rich. Like, if I ever start making money off JSC Radio, you thought my ass was mouthy about race before? Ho, 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 baby, I'm about to get on a bullhorn and let your ass know about it. Let me tell you something here. It don't make a difference if Colin Kaepernick is a billionaire. It doesn't make a difference if he's a millionaire. It doesn't make a difference if the dude is working at Mickey D's making minimum wage. The man has every right to express how he feels about this country because guess what? The way this country treats people of color, if you haven't noticed, ain't exactly been above board and it's nothing new. And to see some of the reactions coming from these other athletes and some of these, again, a lot of these fake tough guys on Twitter who jump bad and want to call Colin Kaepernick all kinds of racial slurs, which is kind of proving his point. I hope you simpletons and Trump supporters understand that. You're calling this dude all kinds of racial slurs and saying he's a disgrace and you should shut up because you make money. No, you should shut up because you're dumb. And speaking of shutting up because they're dumb, that brings me to Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh. You know, this Michigan.
Whoa, he has trouble with the snap!
You may also remember Jim Harbaugh was Colin Kaepernick's head coach when he was the coach of the 49ers. I will give you this quote that just floated down my Twitter timeline to show you that we're doing this as live as we possibly can be. Here's the quote that Jim Harbaugh gave today in regards to Colin Kaepernick. Quote, I acknowledge his right to do it, the protest. Okay, that's fine. But I don't respect the motivation or the action. Really, Jim? You don't respect the motivation or the action? The motivation that Colin Kaepernick has for doing this is he's protesting the treatment of people of color, particularly black and Latino people, here in this country by the police and by society. That's the motivation, you idiot. Seriously, that's the damn motivation. The motivation is not to self-promote. The motivation is not something that's just pulled out of thin air. The motivation is he's standing up and using his position as a high-profile athlete, something that takes a pretty large amount of balls to do, to stand up for those who he feels are being oppressed and discriminated against and abused. It takes a whole lot of nerve to say you don't respect the motivation or action for what he does. It really takes a lot of nerve knowing that you say some bullshit like that, and then you got to turn around and walk into a locker room full of young black men, many of which who feel the exact same way that Kaepernick does. You've got to walk into that locker room full of young black men, and I'm guessing there are probably some Latinos in there as well. And hell, Colin Kaepernick ain't just talking about black and Latino. You might have one or two Arab players floating around on your team. That takes a lot of gall to say something that asinine and that short-sighted and close-minded, considering you coach at a school, the University of friggin' Michigan, that has had a lifetime of issues with affirmative action and race relations and admissions policies for people of color. To say that you don't respect the motivation for a pro football player taking a stand against things such as racism and discrimination and police brutality, that shows you why the 49ers couldn't wait to get your sorry ass out of there. Really, Jim Harbaugh? And don't even get me started on Jared Saltalamacchia of the Detroit Tigers arrogantly telling Colin Kaepernick that he needs to open up a history book and look at all the sacrifices that people have made for the flag. If you want to play that game there, young Jared, let's play that game. How about you crack open a history book, start about 1790, and work your way to somewhere around 1965. And you go ahead and tell me about all the things that have happened to people of color, primarily black, in this country. Shut your hole, go get your ass behind James McCann, and hit 225. Leave this conversation for the grown-ups there, salty. Good God. I will close this out with Colin Kaepernick finishing his interview, because he can say it a lot more eloquently and a lot more composed than I will. Basically speaking from the heart about his motivations for doing this and whether or not he felt personally that he's had something done to him, or is he doing this because of a greater reason?
There have been situations where I feel like I've been ill-treated, yes, but this stand wasn't for me. This stand wasn't because I feel like I'm being put down in any kind of way. This is because I'm seeing things happen to people that don't have a voice, people that don't have a platform to talk and have their voices heard and affect change. So I'm in a position where I can do that, and I'm gonna do that for people that can't.
My name is J. Scott Smith. Take care of yourself. God bless. Always dare to be different. Always have your pet spayed or neutered. And we are out of here. We'll be back next week for episode 17. Have a great Labor Day weekend. I'm going to enjoy my birthday. We are out of here. I'll holler at you next week.
Thanks for coming out. God bless you. Good night.
Check it out.
This is JSC Radio.